Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests with us, Wendy Schultz and Kristen Schuler, and we're going to be talking about something that most people probably never enters their heads, although it's been on the news lately, and that's human trafficking, especially for the purposes of sex. So first of all, good morning to you, Wendy.
Good morning.
Wendy, you have planned and offered to do something special to get people together to learn more about this topic. And so let's talk about the when and where of those two events.
Sure. On Friday, August 1st, we're going to have an educational social called Take a Stand Against Human Trafficking. It'll be here at Sweet Joy Shop, which is 315 Chestnut Street in Atlantic, from 6 to 7:30. You're going to have free hors d'oeuvres. We're not asking you to spend any money, but I'd love for you to meet Katie Bieber from Freedom Firm. We're flying her in from Colorado, and Kristen Schuler. And then on August 2nd, which is a Saturday morning, we're going to have an educational conference. Now, we're having that at the Evangelical Free Church, which is at 1 East 22nd Street in Atlantic, from 9 to 11:30, and snacks will be provided. Even though the E-Free Church is letting us use their facility, it's not a church-specific event. And we're going to have Kristen and Katie talk about their trips to India. We're going to talk about human trafficking and what a problem it really is around the world.
Yeah, I think it's so easy to think about. That's something that happens somewhere else. But if people have been listening, watching the news, it's right here close to home. And Wendy, I'm sure you've heard about the mother in Council Bluffs who just recently was arrested and sentenced.
I did, and it was just heartbreaking. And when you saw the picture, she just looked like a person you just see on the street. And when I think about sex trafficking, I think about what is it that I can do, and that's a difficult topic because I live in Cass County, Iowa, and what do I do to help with this problem? But then I realized that in Cass County, we have a whole history of helping with slavery, and when we look at Hitchcock House, you know, they lived in Cass County, Iowa, and yet they were able to do something. And so the reason that we're having this conference is so that like-minded people who say, this isn't okay. It isn't okay to have 2 million children sold into slavery in this world. But what do we do about it? And so if we come together, maybe we can think about what, as individuals, we can do.
You bet. And we're going to remind people again before we end about when you can get together to learn more about this. So, again, good morning to you, Kristen.
Good morning.
Kristen, Wendy said, you know, here we are in Cass County. That's true. You're a Cass County person.
Yes, I am. I graduated from the Atlantic High School in 2011, and I've lived here all my life, so I'm very familiar with the area as well.
And right now you are a student.
Yes, I will be a senior, which is hard to believe, at Northwestern College in Orange City, Iowa.
All right.
Yes.
But related to human trafficking, you had an experience this, I believe, this summer, and let's talk about that experience.
Yeah, this summer I had the opportunity to go to Goa, India, which is a state in India, and I went there for 7 weeks from May 17th to July 3rd, and I was working with a ministry called Rahab's Rope, and they are an anti-human trafficking organization. They actually have 3 locations in India, and I was working in the preventative area. So their goal is to stop the cycle of trafficking before it even has the chance to start in a woman's life. So we did lots of teaching in various places. We did lots of life skills classes, just teaching these women different things to kind of get them more involved in their communities and just to learn, because that's a huge preventative thing with sex trafficking.
Yeah, sometimes we forget how important education is because we just take it so for granted, but education can be so basic. When you talk about life skills, what kinds of skills are you talking about?
So we had 4 different life skills classes. They kind of were different with each area we went to. But the main focus, me and my other partner that I was working with, we did a lot of teaching about health because we were both studying health-related topics. I'm a nursing major, and she was a physical therapy major. So that worked out well for us to be able to teach the women about their bodies and how they work. Because again, that's something we kind of take for granted. It's just, it comes kind of naturally to us, and they are not taught about that. So we also did, in one area, we did a life skills class that was focused on things like sewing and stitching and making jewelry, so they could learn these skills to be able to make things and earn a profit and provide for themselves and their families.
Because, of course, money is the one of the basic issues here in terms of why people are sold. It's the money changing hands, so that's a really important consideration. And what age did you work with? You said, you know, you're teaching life skills to women. What ages?
We actually worked with a lot of different ages. They were all women and children. I would say the youngest were probably about 7 years old. And then the oldest, we had one life skills class in a slum, and that was all mothers. So various ages, which was really great to be able to work with so many different women and kind of see how they responded to the different things.
Now, when you were in that area, slum, could you identify the brothels? Is it obvious, or is it like a lot of places you don't really know? It's going on, but you don't know where and when.
We were actually in an area where it was extremely hidden. You would look around and you would see lots of different places that these people were living, and you would never know that it was going on there. It's very hidden, and I think that's why a lot of it happens. And a lot of people get away with it just because it is so hidden and under the radar. But I think the fact that it's coming to a lot more people's attention, and that is great, and that means that we can do something about it, and it doesn't have to remain hidden anymore.
So, of course, Saturday morning you're going to be sharing your experiences and talking a little more about your teaching and those kinds of things. But the other speaker is going to be Katie Bieber, and we did visit with her on Backyard and Beyond previously, and she works for a group called Freedom Is, but she's really involved in rehab and all those kinds of things. Wendy, how did you meet Katie and get, again, kind of involved in this?
Katie and I lived and worked together in Colorado years ago, and we were in a completely different industry. I was a paramedic then, and after I'd moved to Iowa, she told me that she is now the executive officer of Freedom Firm, and she's working on this. And that was so interesting because it had already been on my heart that I wanted to do something about sex trafficking. I just didn't know what. And so she and I talked, and this is how we started developing the idea of this conference. And there are lots of people in Atlantic that have been helping to put this together. It's not just the three of us. It takes lots of people. But
so others who are just hearing about this, the first thing they should do, are welcome to do, will be interesting to do, is to come and meet Kristen if they don't already know her, and meet Katie and visit with you, Wendy. And that's happening on Friday night. What time?
From 6 to 7:30 at Sweet Joy Shop.
Okay, and that's this Friday night. I can't hardly believe that's August 1st, this Friday night at Sweet Joy. And it's just a social thing. Come and just visit, correct?
Yes, we'll probably show some video clips and have some things that they can look at, but also just have some food and some social time and talk to people who are interested in this.
And who know a lot more about it, too. Give us some more information. And then, of course, if you want to get a little more in-depth, it would be a good thing to attend the conference August 2nd, that Saturday morning. What time and where?
9 to 11:30 at the Evangelical Free Church. And I think if you attend, I think you really be blessed. I think it's something that we don't talk a lot about in Atlantic, but I think it'll be a worthwhile time.
It's always good to learn more about what's going on around the world, but also maybe surprised about what's going on in our own backyard, so to speak. So get involved, find out more about it. We want to thank you very much, Kristen Schuler and Wendy Schultz, for visiting with us this morning. And until next time, here's the thought. The work of the individual still remains the spark that moves mankind forward.